Good morning and welcome to this episode of the AirDrop Podcast. Take our spin through the world of college football. I am joined today by the head coach of Vermont State University, Jason Woodman. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good, how you doing, Terrence?
Good, good, good. Now, let's see. Now, when we look at your path to football, when did you know that football would be kind of your life's work?
I think I knew probably young. I can remember being the age of six. My uncles would put me up on the kitchen table on Sundays at my grandfather's house and, challenge me to name all the NFL players that are on TV, and I could do it. And, it's just something that was kind of in my blood from the get-go, as a young kid, just loving the sport. And I didn't know necessarily that I'd be a coach probably till after I got into college. And actually, I chose a weird path as far as my career, my playing career. I actually chose baseball to play in college, and could have probably had, an opportunity to play dual sports at a smaller college, and ended up going playing baseball at Division II college, and almost immediately knew that I had made a mistake. And I think once I got away from the game for about a month, it seems like that first August I was lost, and knew I had to get back into it once playing days were done. I tell my guys all the time, one day your playing career is going to be over, and the best thing you can do is put a polo on, stand on the sidelines, and try to tell people what to do. And that's kind of where, I found, what I thought was what I was good at, and just enjoy being, around the guys. The schematical part of the game is something that's always intrigued me. And just, as you get older, I have children now. So my focus in coaching has gone from, being the best X and O guy that I can to now maybe being, as a head coach, a father figure, as well as the X and O's. And in our world right now, it seems like, we're fathers, we're psychologists, we're football coaches, and I think that fits me well as a person too. So I think I knew young that I had something to do with football. And, I think as every young kid, you want to play in the Super Bowl and go to big time college football programs. But eventually I figured out that, coaching was where I needed to be.
Now, you can attest to this. What is more difficult, to catch football thrown as hard as a quarterback can, or hitting a curveball?
Man, I still say the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit a baseball. You take a round bat and hit a round ball, it's pretty challenging. A lot of people think hitting a golf ball is hard. Well, if somebody was pitching it at you and you had to hit it, that's about the equivalency of hitting a fastball. There are a lot of things that the game of football bring to the table, as far as mentally processing things at speeds faster. But as far as physical skills, I still say that the hardest thing to do is to hit a fastball with a round bat.
What did you learn under Coach Fisher and Coach Saban?
Man, I can't begin to tell you everything that I learned. Every big time coach I've been around, I feel like I was smart enough to really focus on bringing something from them and kind of building it into either me as a person or me as a coach. And with those two, the first thing that jumps out, when Coach Saban, being around him, and again, I was only around him for a short amount of time, but I had a little bit of ties with him. My high school coach was actually his brother-in-law, so
Oh.
I knew a little bit more about him. Obviously, we come from the same area. His father actually coached my uncles in Little League football, and I think we grew up maybe 6 miles apart. And the biggest thing that I brought back from him was that blue-collar mentality. Not only came from, where we come from, the coal miner mentality, but he was able, he always brought it every single day to the office. And I think that was something that everybody that works for him knows immediately. I always say that you either hated being around him because he pushed you to the max and made you a better coach, or you love being around him because he pushed you to the max and made you a better coach. And everybody that leaves him, whether they liked it or not, they can all say that they are a better football coach because of being around him. And I think it was just the way that he operated, and knowing that every day you walked in the office, you better have he expects you to bring your best. And I think that's one of the things that he's been able to possess over a long period of time, and that's why you see him winning continuously. It's really just the person he is. It's the makeup of him, not necessarily just as a coach, but just as a person. I think it comes back from growing up here. Jimbo does the same thing. I think he does it in a different way, but Schematically, Jimbo is a genius. Learned so much about the game of football, learned so much about play calling and quarterback coaching and just, overall offensively, just, I think that what he does really well is, he's able to identify the strengths of his players and he's able to identify the weaknesses of his opponent. And he's able to figure out how to make that an advantage in his offense weekly. And that's one of the biggest things that I hope I can do well, is going into every game, he knew, I have a certain guy who can beat a certain guy on a certain play and tying it into the timing of the game and the rhythm of the game and all that is something that he is really, really good at. And I hope, that I can say I can do that a little bit.
People, when they look at West Virginia as far as a football state, they'll just look at either Marshall or WVU. But explain how, at just even the high school level and other colleges, what football in the Mountaineer State means.
Yeah, it's I compare it a lot to Texas in the way that it means so much to the communities. It's obviously not as big. We don't have as much money here when it comes to the high schools and the public schools. So we don't have the big stadiums and all the fancy Friday night light stuff that you see. But for us, especially in our area, a lot of people don't understand that West Virginia is made up of a lot of small schools and a lot of small towns. So back in the 60s, 70s, and even earlier, it wasn't necessarily a Friday night football game with two teams. It was Friday night football game with two towns and a lot of bragging rights. And in those towns, you had, a lot of people who worked in the same coal mine together. So you're going to work, and now our sons are playing for bragging rights in the coal mine. And I think that's a pretty good example of how people look at football around here. I think, lately, with our state and population declining, it's kind of hurt, our athletics. But that deep down, that's really where it stemmed from, and I think it's still there.
Come back from break. I want to discuss, the Mountaineers itself. But that's how we are back with
Hey there.
NFL podcast. After our
Watch.
podcast, we are with head coach of Fairmont State University, Jason Whitman. Coach, when we look at the Mountaineers, what do people kind of not get correct about the Mountaineers and not understand about how competitive that conference is?
I've been fortunate enough to be around the country. I think the one thing that people don't know is for a small populated area in the state of West Virginia, which most of our schools are made up from, we have a highly competitive level of football. I think that it gets overlooked, especially within our state. You get a lot of college or high school kids that come in and think they're just going to step right in and play. And it's not like that. We're getting the best of the best, and we reach out to the states around us. And we have a high competitive level that I think gets overlooked. And, you see it year in, year out. Usually our best team in our conference is making a long run into the playoffs. And there's a reason. It's because we have talent around here. I think that some of the schools in our conference are set up really well to succeed and have. And I think that the guys, the coaches in this league are very good and understand what it takes to get there. It's just a process. And I think, outside of that, we have a good level of football that is competitive throughout the country.
If you could pick one play on offense and one play on defense that we should definitely look out for this season, who'd you say that would be?
Man, it's hard to tell. I tell you, the transfer portal, it's crazy. But defensively, we have an All-American linebacker coming back who'll be a junior, Brockton Blair. Has led us in tackles the last couple years, and is again a Division I transfer from here in the state that we were really blessed to get. And a very good leader, great student, great guy off the field. One of the guys that you hope your kids grow up and be like. And he's going to lay it on the line every day. I think he's the one that sticks out defensively. And we have some other ones too, but if I have to pick one, he would probably be the headliner. Offensively, we have a couple young running backs that are really, really talented. Luckily, we're pretty lucky. We think we got three or four of them. So to pick one of them, it's hard to tell. You got our quarterback coming back who's was freshman of the year, suffered an injury last year. I think he's had a great spring. And Mike Floria is a guy that I think is going to have a really good season.
When you're not on the field, when you're not recruiting, when you're not in the office, how do you get away from football?
Man, I tell you, it's something I've gotten a lot better at over the years. Now that I have kids, my oldest son's 14 and my youngest is 11. And if I'm not at a little league field or I'm not at a gymnastics meet or a track meet or, whatever, I have done a good job over the last probably 3 to 4 years of focusing on being a dad and a husband. I've gotten a lot better. The old story of the coach coming home and hanging his whistle on a tree outside before he walks in the house to get out of his coaching mode. I feel like I've done a good job at that. And, really it's, there's been some things that happen in life that kind of put things into perspective. I lost my mother 2 years ago. And it just makes you sit back and go, you know what, man, there's some things that, are more important right now. I have a little saying with the coaches: when it's time to grind, we grind. When it's season and we got to be here at 6 and we got to be here till 10 o'clock, to make sure our team is successful, we're putting our guys in the best position to be successful, we're doing it. But when we're not, we have a responsibility as a husband and as a father, to get out of this office and to go make a difference with our kids, make a difference with our spouses, and make a difference with the community whenever we can. And I think I've done a good job of that. And I hear so many. I've worked with a lot of guys who say, "I'm a family man. We want to be a family atmosphere. We want to do this." But I try my best to make it happen, and it's something I stress with our coaches. I make sure when we're practicing, practice is over, you go home. You got work to do. You're gonna do it after you have dinner with your family. And you want to take your kids to school in the morning, you're gonna get up and you're gonna take your kids to school in the morning, and we'll get the work done before or after. But that is definitely a priority and something that we stress within our program.
Last question. My girlfriend is from Mingo County, which is in southern West Virginia. Now, what is it about West Virginians and hot dogs, and what makes a West Virginia hot dog so good, in your opinion?
Man, I tell you, we're good at hot dogs, we're good at pepperoni rolls, and we're good at pizza. And it seems like everywhere you go in the state, you got options with those. But I don't know. Again, I think it stems back from the coal mines. A lot of times you get quick, easy lunches, and that's what the old guys, the old timers did, was trying to find a way to stuff something in their lunchbox and take it underground and have a way to eat it, And I think that's kind of where it stems from. But it is a little bit of a tradition around here. We have 3 or 4 hot dog spots in Fairmont that everybody knows about. And, same with pepperoni rolls. One of the things that originated in West Virginia, and not too many states have those. And in the pizza joints, I think we have a large group of Italian heritage or Italian immigrants who came here years ago. And I think that's where you kind of get, the pizza and pepperoni roll from. And the hot dogs, again, I just think it's a quick, easy meal that probably was easy for the coal miners to take it down underground for lunch.
Now, where is your favorite place to eat, and what's on your plate?
Oh man, if I'm in the state of West Virginia, and again, I could get in a lot of trouble because I know there's a lot of guys that support us, but I think anybody that comes to town knows that if you want the best meal, you're going to go to Muriel's Italian restaurant here in town. And for us, it's, there's a couple of different things, whether you're getting the meatball sandwich, the shrimp fra diavolo, or just basic old lasagna, you're going to have the best of the best. It's the best.
Fairmont State University head football coach Jason Woodman, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the AdDrop Podcast.
Thanks, Terrence. I appreciate it, man. Good talking to you.